Only Jesus Christ himself. Penn State wrestler Aaron Brooks takes heat for saying Muhammad is a false prophet. By Warner Todd Houston on March 20, 2023. Penn State wrestler Aaron Brooks has become a target after comments supporting his belief in Jesus because he called Islam's Muhammad a false prophet. Brooks beat Northern Iowa's Parker Kekason 7-2 in the 184-pound finals, helping Penn State finish with 137.5 points to clinch its 10th team title since 2010. Brooks now has three Big Ten titles, Fox News reported. But after Saturday's victory, Brooks thanked God for his winning streak and said that his wins were only possible through his faith. Brooks insisted that his trophy made him blessed. "I'm blessed. God used me. He gave me this platform for this right here, it's all for his glory." But he also said that Jesus is the one true God, saying, "It's everything. Christ's resurrection is everything. Not just his life, his death and resurrection. You can only get that through him. The Holy Spirit only through him. No false prophets, no Muhammad or no anyone else. Only Jesus Christ himself." Brooks has a history of using Bible quotes to underscore his athletic career. In 2022 he noted that his platform in wrestling is his opportunity to glorify God, and added, "This stuff comes and goes. I'm blessed with this opportunity, these gifts. They're not mine. He gives them to me to bring glory to him." Naturally, Muslim advocacy group GARE jumped up to condemn Brooks for his comments, misidentifying him as Mr. Blake, and urged him to meet with his Muslim classmates at hashtag Penn State to build bridges. But GARE was not the only detractor. Others jumped to social media to blast the 22-year-old athlete. "I have no problem with this guy thanking God or whatever he wants to credit his success to. But he didn't need to denigrate other religions. Always surprises me that people of faith don't stick together more." Seton O'Connor, at "Hi, my name is Seton, March 20, 2023. Triple congrats. But it's so cringe when someone has the spotlight and talks about religion / politics. We just wanted to hear about the takedowns, man." Lowell. Gride, at Cryptogride, March 19, 2023. Disgusting. But he can say what he wants. Why is the NCAA promoting this anti-Muslim rhetoric? What a bankrupt non-profit. Dave Zirin, at Edge of Sports, March 19, 2023. Without a doubt, though, Brooks had his supporters. Proud of Aaron Brooks for acknowledging his faith. Everyone has the right to express their faith, in any way they choose. Being a Christian in today's society puts a target on the individual. Proud that Aaron gives the glory to God regardless of the cost. Mariana Toll, at Mariana Toll, March 19, 2023. I don't think it's a coincidence that Penn State gets so many blue chippers in wrestling. A lot of wrestlers are very strong in their faith, but many schools will tell them to tone it down. Kale gives his wrestlers a platform to express themselves on and off the mat. Joseph Pierre, at JPRX7, March 19, 2023. Not just thanking God, but spreading the gospel on national TV. Man after God's heart right here. Love hearing this from you each year. Gonna miss it, brother. Massenstumpf, at Massenstumpfmas1, March 19, 2023. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.